opposition leadership says that they actually have pushed back against what amounts to a counteroffensive by government troops. Those lines in the desert seem to be moving back and forth. Now, independently confirming where exactly the front line is very difficult. Not only is it too dangerous for many journalists to go, but it's a wide front line, it being an open desert. The opposition says, however, that they did push back into an oil port or an oil town of Brega, that they took prisoners, they killed some soldiers, and pushed back against a government offensive.
Are the rebels feeling demoralized?
It comes and goes for the mood and the morale here in opposition-held Libya. There's occasionally an awful lot of anxiety when they see the government pushing this direction, but then it reverses when they think that perhaps they're on the cusp of getting the international no-fly zone, obviously keeping very close eye on diplomatic efforts both in Brussels and in New York. A lot of the opposition leadership heartened by the fact that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is meeting with opposition delegation in Paris today. They do also point to the fact, at least in their minds, what they say is the status of Gaddafi's forces. They say that the actual troops of Mr. Gaddafi are demoralized, they're stretched with their supply lines, that he actually has very few frontline sufficient expert troops, that he's relying on his artillery and his planes and his tanks, but that he doesn't have the troops, and what few troops he has are actually demoralized. So the mood does change with the opposition day to day, but the fact that apparently they pushed back into Brega, the fact that they have captured opposition troops, or so they say, and that those troops seem to be in a very poor state, shows in their minds that once they start moving, should there be a no-fly zone, and they do believe that they will start moving if the international community comes in, that they will flood into the West quite quickly, and that what they describe as the house of cards of Mr. Gaddafi's forces will collapse quickly.
Libyan state television is saying that the government would offer amnesty to any soldier who had defected to join the rebels but returns and surrenders to the military. Is there any reaction to that?
Actually, quite the contrary. In terms of that offer, what the opposition says is that they're getting more defectors, that people are coming to their side, and that kind of an offer just shows the desperation in Tripoli of the Gaddafi, what they call the Gaddafi regime. They also point to the fact that they've just appointed a new commander of their forces, a gentleman by the name of Abdel Younis, who was the commander of the Special Forces Brigade, who defected early in the uprising but was reluctant to take command because of the command structure. Apparently, he felt he couldn't take orders from officers who had previously been working under him. There was some reluctance on the opposition side because Younis had been very close to the Gaddafi regime or the Gaddafi government. So he had not, although he had defected, he had not been on the front lines, him or his reported 2,500 soldiers, until just last night. This coincides with what the opposition is saying. It was a tactical maneuver that helped them to move back into Brega. So if you put the two together, the fact that there's a new military commander on the opposition side, and if reports are that they've moved back into Brega are accurate, it does show that there's a shift in the opposition forces and there's a little bit more proficiency. All of this, of course, is very hard to confirm, and the accuracy of where that front line is and what is going on that front line is very difficult. There's a lot of concern amongst the opposition forces about possible fifth columnists or infiltrators, pro-Gaddafi elements that may sneak into what is basically a volunteer force. So there's some anxiety there, some suspicion, and so there's a lot more control over movement on the roads leading towards the front line. In addition to that, there's been some souring of attitudes towards journalists because they think that some of the information the journalists, the world press is putting out is assisting the intelligence gathering capability of Mr. Gaddafi. So it's very tenuous on the front lines. It's very hard to get an accurate report. But here in Benghazi, what the opposition is saying is, yes, we have seen setbacks, but they are convinced that this is only due to the heavy weaponry that the government can bring to bear, not the amount of troops or the support or will of the people. The opposition saying, if we get that no-fly zone, this thing will collapse quickly, and they feel that the Gaddafi family will run into exile in short order.